Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, in light of the COVID-19 outbreak, many SMEs in Singapore have found it challenging to implement measures such as remote working and social distancing, given they have limited resources and manpower. The Malaysian border lockdown also exacerbated the manpower crunch issue, where some 300,000 Malaysian workers were affected. But with Singapore's circuit breaker kicking in last week, effectively shutting down all businesses in Singapore outside of essential services, perhaps this allows many SMEs the time and leeway to think about ways to do more in terms of exercising safety and health precautions at the workplace in order to contain the spread of the virus with less manpower. Precaution will still be needed when the circuit breaker measures are lifted, which is slated for the 4th of May. Joining us is Aaron Lee, founder and CEO of Gapcotec Innovations, which specializes in automation and smart solutions for building facility management. Aaron, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Aaron here from Gapcotec.
Happy to speak to you today. Let's talk about how Singapore SMEs can do more with less, given we talked about the manpower crunch, etc.
Yeah, so I mean, we are also considered an SME ourselves. So we have modified a lot of our work processes to be able to communicate with our colleagues and our potential customers or our customers through video conferencing or teleconferencing tools, which are online, which are available. And internally, between ourselves, we share a common portal, shared location on the cloud, that so they can collaborate how work documents can be processed between multiple people in our company. And then eventually, these documents can be accessible by our clients if we send them the links online, you know. And of course, delivering of the work done. Some of us has already got the exemptions, but for those who didn't get the exemptions, we actually, delivery of goods and products and services, we can actually engage actually an online delivery service or a logistics company to actually assist us in that form of operation. Yeah.
How far do you think these kinds of innovations will go when some SMEs are just trying to keep their heads above water at this point?
I think some of these technologies are really easy to use. Most of them are already available on your smartphones and you can download from the various online marketplaces. And with this new way of communication and working, we have to work with whatever that we have and adopt accordingly. And that's how we actually got our own staff to actually, for example, taking temperatures 3 times a day remotely, communicating with them remotely, checking on them whether are they well, are they not well, are they servicing the clients well, you know. And actually, at this point in time, it would be actually best for the management team to actually think of what you're going to do for the next 2 quarters moving forward if COVID-19 is becoming the new norm.
Yeah. Right. So you're talking about automating the day-to-day processes.
Yes, correct. Must get used to it and the new way of working. And it's something which you must make it into an internalized process. The faster the organization adopts to the digital process, the better they can adapt to the situation today.
I'm not sure a lot of them have, though. We're talking about integrated cloud and sensor technologies as well to minimize human intervention and to minimize human contact, so to speak. Maybe you could talk us through more of these kinds of technologies that can help.
Okay, so one of those examples is whereby we have a lot of clients whereby they deploy a lot of field workers on the ground, whether are they in security, in cleaning, or essential building services. Now, the clients, essentially, they have middle management and upper management. Last time, they probably have to send people down to check on their men, you know, find out what are they doing, are they answering to the incidents fast enough, are their staff well, are they reporting on time. So right now, they are actually using applications that we have developed for them, such that they can actually use the workers on the ground can actually take temperature, take attendance, report incidents, and actually highlight issues back to the central command. So the boss and the middle management doesn't have to go to the site. It saves them a lot of traveling time. A lot of them are actually working from home, 80% of them, in fact. We provide them with a cloud-based dashboard to analyze how their operations moving forward day to day. So from the dashboard itself, they can see exactly what is happening to their sites and to their deployment of manpower.
And these solutions are accessible to SMEs who often have issues with CapEx, right, or wanting to dish out for capital expenditure, especially during this time.
We are very fortunate, the Enterprise Singapore and also IMDA, a lot of these software and development processes and products are already pre-qualified by the agencies. And SMEs can actually readily go online. They can look for these government assistance schemes are there to help these SMEs up to 80% of the CapEx costs, you know. So this makes it very enticing for them to adopt technology in times like COVID-19.
We're speaking with Aaron Lee, who is CEO of Gabco Tech Innovations. Continue, Aaron.
Okay. So one of these examples whereby I got one of my clients, so they do this on a regular basis. Okay, the staff, which is there'll be a smartphone that's being deployed on one of the sites, and they probably have like 5-6 operating staff on the ground. So they would usually use the application to take attendance, take a selfie of themselves to show that they are well. Are they checking in based on the attendance roster? And this will be sent back to the HQ for the ops controller to actually view their status and also how soon are they checking in every day.
You know, makeup can hide a lot of things, though.
Yeah, so they have to put in their temperature reading as
of
well.
Of course, of course.
And we can also add in what you call as, is there any additional form such as, have you been unwell for the past 14 days? You know, have you been traveling for the past 14 days? Additional checks and forms can be enhanced into the application easily by the management.
Right. Aaron, let's talk about the customer satisfaction, especially during the pandemic period, because fast response time has always been the case or the expectation from customers. And you need to practice still, though, that social distancing and remote working. So how can that happen?
Okay, so most of the time that before we had this situation, most of the time we'll be asking our customers what's the feedback, and we'll be meeting them and we'll be asking for documents. So I think in this situation, the clients, and they are also very understanding. They know that they cannot meet you physically one-to-one. So what you do is that we provide them with a digital platform for them to put documents online, and we send them a feedback link, you know. And built through the feedback link, there's a questionnaire for the clients to fill up. And they'll be more willing to fill up since it's digital. It's no more than a few clicks away from your finger that you can access the surveys. You know? So what we did was that we actually helped the customers to actually design these questionnaires or surveys online that they can distribute to their clients.
You don't feel as though the phone might still work? Sometimes you can hear something in a person's voice, for example.
Of course, that'll be nice to do so. Eventually, if we our apps can also do recordings, and they can send voice recordings or applications as well. But most of our forms currently is still digital, yeah.
So Aaron, how are things going over at Gabco Tech Innovations, which you are CEO and founder of?
Yeah, so for us, we basically have to rotate ourselves. Most of my sales staff are already working from home, and since they are meeting the customers, so they won't be checking in so often. The operation staff has already been divided into two sections, whereby they do a rotation over the week. The management team will be occasionally coming in, but most of the time we'll be brainstorming online through video conferencing sessions to how to do our next few months operation. Yeah.
Talk to us about some examples that you might have of other SMEs implementing your solutions to automate particularly their health and safety measures at the workplace.
So one of those applications that we developed, okay, it's actually people counting. So because there was a recent regulation that was announced managing the people flow from malls and public venues, so therefore our apps would actually allow the enforcement officers, which are controlling the entry and exit points of these live venues, to actually live monitor what are the number of people going in and out. This would actually allow them to, real-time enforcement of the number of people that's allowed in a mall or in a public venue. So this application is very relevant to today's context.
Right.
The other application that we have would be something, say, a digital learning microsite, okay, whereby we develop interactive content for people to do learning and working among peers interactively online. Yeah.
Learning about what though, Aaron?
About content, on whether is it basic on their work content, whether is it security enforcement or cleaning methodologies, you know, or even management techniques, you know. So it can use to enhance their skill base that they use on the site on facilities management.
Right. On a personal note though, Aaron, how are you holding up with the work from home situation?
I'm also, because we have actually gotten some exemptions for essential services, since we are supporting essential services.
Of course.
So myself, I'm also rotating. Half the time I'm working from home, the other half time I'll just pop into office once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I see. So you still have some sort of reprieve, unlike the rest of us.
Yeah, so that's because we have some of the customers, they are coming in to actually take some of the equipment that they need to deploy on the ground.
Yeah. Of course. Aaron Lee, founder and CEO of Gapco Tech Innovations, joining us today. Aaron, thanks for your time and stay safe.
Thank you, Howie. All right, you too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.